100,000 new jobs created. Unemployment at 3.5%. America's listening to Fox News.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, so yesterday Brant was talking to us, and he said a key number today would be the unemployment number and the number of jobs created. And the range from the so-called experts was 175 to 183,000. Did I just hear that correctly? 273,000? If that's the case, I would expect that number to not be so horrid. Let's see if Drudge has it. I hate to go to Drudge, but... Yeah, Fed's February jobs smash expectations because you keep underestimating this economy and this president, you idiots. Wow. We could have been stuck with this.
A long, long year it's been. All this time campaigning with plans to fix America. If I laid out my plans, you'd give a gal, POTUS, a chance and save you all from Trump's daily drama. At rallies, I always delivered selfies for hours. I'm not a quitter. Celebrity endorsements, pitched policy that makes sense. But my past I could not hide. When asked about my race, I lied. Now I'm being pushed aside. The day my campaign died. So bye-bye, got another white guy. Can't be in the election, though I really did try. Y'all voted for boys, did not join me in the fight. Screaming good luck with those two. Bye-bye. Kiss the presidency goodbye.
Well... when you're up against...
we hold these truths to be self-evident.
The thing.
All men and women created by... go, you know the thing.
The thing.
You know the thing.
Meanwhile, the jobs number comes out, and it smashes expectations. We should be seeing that all over CBS Network. No. Of course not.
Well, I can move it over to Fox News here and see if there's anything there.
I'll bet there's a...
nope, they're talking about coronavirus.
There's 100,000 corona cases worldwide. And they signed the spending bill. What are they going to do?
$8 billion. Eight, I think. Is
yeah,
it 8 billion?
Eight billion. Oh, for what?
To stop this coronavirus. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Printing 30 billion signs to say don't touch your face with your hands. It's crazy.
As she licks her tongue to turn the page. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, please don't try not to touch your face.
And we have
flip the page.
We have had many of these kinds of viruses in the past. And you know what? It really, anybody that's vulnerable, you know, older folks, kids, people with low immune system, you want to do the ultimate thing. What they should do with that is give everybody a gift certificate to infusion and get an immune system IV. That's what I would do. That's my recommendation, in all seriousness. This afternoon, Brant will analyze. We'll see how this impacts. The futures were down, but nobody expected that good of an employment number. So we'll see if that reverses direction. It's one day after the other, one crazy thing. All right, let's get rich and magically... with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have some great weekend weather news, and finally, it's going to dry out for a few days. Lots of sunshine today. Should be a nice day with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Mainly clear, but kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weekend weather, abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of some showers by late Monday afternoon. Better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, Daylight Savings Time returns this weekend, 2 o'clock Sunday morning. And there are four other things they recommend you do this weekend. Number one, don't get the coronavirus. No, that's not on the list. Change the batteries in your smoke alarm. Two, restock your emergency kit. Band-aids, that kind of stuff. Clean out your fridge, pantry, and medicine cabinet. Good time to declutter all food, medicine, and supplements that are past expiration date. And make this the day that you flip your mattress.
Who's this?
Some mattresses should be flipped twice a year to avoid irregular wear. It's easy to remember if you do it the same weekend you change your clocks. And I think that's a good idea. Every once in a while, we see one of those. At 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's say good morning to Cindy.
Hey, I was just curious about if you know anybody that has psoriasis that goes to those infusions.
Yes. My recommendation would be to call over there and ask to speak to Ryan Turner. Because I know people have had luck. I know cryotherapy was one of the more effective. So talk to them. Yeah, they've got, I know what, you said psoriasis, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you ever done Juve light therapy?
No, I have not. I've heard of it, but I haven't done it yet. I go to a tanning bed. Is that the same thing?
This is a little bit different. This is laser stimulation, and it's very, very comfortable. I mean, it's 12 minutes. You're in a room, and the Juve lights are trained on the areas where you know, want your skin to be stimulated by the lasers. It then doesn't burn. There's no... It just feels incredibly comfortable. It's sort of like being a happy piece of toast. You're nice and warm, and when you come out, you feel rejuvenated, and it does work. I would call over there and discuss it with them, but I do know people with that condition who have had help at infusion. It's certainly worth a phone call.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, and y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Cindy.
We appreciate it. Yeah, their number is 296-1662. And Ryan or Lori, great staff over there to answer those kinds of questions. We got your local news at 8:09. Stupid news coming up. We have a guest.
We do. The Montgomery Ballet will be in town. This is different from the Alabama Dance Theater who were here earlier this week about the Cinderella performance. This is the Montgomery Ballet who is having an event going on this weekend.
They like to come here because they know what a cultured person I am. I tried.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man wanted for domestic violence is now behind bars. We're told 22-year-old Alnikio Davis was taken into custody after he allegedly threw scalding liquid on a family member last month. He is expected to be charged with first-degree assault. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling met for the first time Thursday. This group will study the impact gambling could have on the state of Alabama. The group now has till December 31st to report its findings back to Governor Ivey. And this week's rainfall totals have led to flooding across the river region. Dozier Road is closed past the Montgomery Wind Creek Casino up to the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge at the Alabama River. Montgomery's Riverfront Park is also closed until further notice. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I have bad news, Jay.
What is it?
That's news of an unfortunate nature, but that's not important. I got an email from Andy, and he loved the What Did the Clock Say?
Well, that's great. He can.
It's Andy P.
It's not a problem that he does. I don't have a problem with people who like the song at all. I hate it. I just don't have a problem with people who like it. It's fine.
Isn't it kind of an unwritten rule in this business that you're supposed to pretend you love something even when you hate it?
While it is maybe on the air and charting, sure. but it's not anymore. You've said that many times. That song was the most overplayed Elton John song of all time.
That's right. I did say that this morning. You are correct, sir. I did actually say that. Because it was. I mean, I had to play that like 5,000.
What was it? Kiki D and Elton John?
Yeah. Don't Go Breaking.
That was it. Don't Go Breaking. I couldn't remember the name of the song.
Yeah, and it was one of those songs that followed me. Whatever format I was doing, that song always fit in. And it always got played to death. If I never hear it again, it'll be too soon. On the other hand, I've got The Music in Me by Kiki D. That I love. All right, it's 8:12. We're going to finish complaining now.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Over 100 million records sold. Casey and the Sunshine Band, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Friday, August 14th, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Big Spring Entertainment.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But lose some sleep this Monday when it's 8. It feels like 7 o'clock. My cell phone has the right time, but I need to change my stove and microwave, or I'll be screwed. What does the clock say? What does the clock say? I want to keep sleeping in. I want to keep sleeping in. I want to keep sleeping in. What does the clock say?
Screw this daylight saving time.
What does the clock say?
What I see right there is a pickle puss.
Yep. Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. What would you expect after a stupid parody? Hey, that could be a morning maroon, so we'll skip that. Have you been on my TikTok page?
No.
What they call it?
I have no idea if there's a page for that or not.
A TikTok user allegedly filmed herself quitting her job at a Wendy's in Illinois. And immediately hopping out the restaurant's drive-through window.
I did see that. Not on TikTok, but it got shared somewhere else. She was waiting to tell her boss, you know.
Yeah. I've always wanted to jump out the drive-through window, she said.
And then, and before she did it, she said what?
Well, I thought it was the perfect time because the managers are giving lots of attitude. Her manager called her a lost cause.
I meant that thing that you were playing earlier this morning every time somebody...
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Gotta keep running jokes. It's in the name. It just keeps going. Running jokes.
Yeah, it seems like we have more morning maroon possibilities than we do stupid news. I'm trying to make sure I'm not duplicating anything here. Okay. We've all done dumb things. Sometimes you get those drunken munchies.
And drunken munchies.
You may over-order food if you have to. When you have to have, what's the one with the clown? I used to go there.
McDonald's?
No. On Willard Scott's birthday. Shame on me. No, the...
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
You pull up to a clown. Look, clown. I want 10 Taco Supremes. Tend to overdo it. Here's a guy that beats all. Edin Rumney is his name. He was hammered and got hungry. His wife said, here, order from Domino's and use the app. I guess he wasn't as tech savvy as you and I are. He ended up ordering $226 worth of pizza, garlic bread, potato wedges, cookies, chicken kickers, and 14 orders of chicken wings.
Wow.
He couldn't remember a single thing in the order. Was devastated to learn how much money he spent, but you can't give it back once you order it.
Wow.
Yeah. Parents are dreading the daylight savings time switch because 40% say they'd rather take a trip or flight with their kids than deal with the time change. It makes them feel out of whack. What does this to everybody? I hate it. I don't know why we continue. Everybody bitches about it at this time of the year. And then again in November when we go back. And yet it, politicians, well, we'll take it up. They talk about it. The legislature never do anything. By the way, a study discovered that moms fight with their teens because they stop liking the way they smell. And there is... The greatest smell in the world is a baby, it, assuming the diaper's been changed. Researchers say the findings suggest that body odors can encourage love, affection, and care towards infants and young children, while the scent given off by teens could be meant to help a mother detach from her child. And at some point, you do have to let go. We have said this 1,000 times, and it's a good thing they're on sale. Large eggs, $1 a dozen at Food Outlet, all three locations. And I remember, I think it was in the 80s, and it was on all the networks. Don't eat eggs. They're killing you. Cholesterol. It's killing your...
Cholesterol.
That's what my grandfather used to call it. Now, researchers at Harvard's T.H. Chang, which was no relation to P.F. Chang, School for Public Health, looked at data from large studies following 215,000 people over 34 years and found zero increase for heart attacks, heart disease, or stroke among those who ate between 1 and 5 eggs a week, with only a marginally higher risk for heart disease. Look, you're going to die from something, but eggs are, in fact, good for you. Protein. And that is your stupid news for the day. I believe our guest might be outside.
They are outside, yes.
Okay. Have it your way. If we don't have time for a conundrum, we'll give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
In the drawing?
In the drawing,
we yes. can do that.
We can do that because we have that power. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. If you are in the market, maybe you need a second set of wheels for the family, maybe you have a new driver in the house. And Tip Tames and his team there, they asked me to focus on the category of vehicles available under $10,000. It's a small group at the moment, and it grows when they have cars that meet their very high standards for resale. They will not put the name Jack Ingram on the back side of a car that's going to be nothing but trouble for the person who buys it. It's bad for business. It gets around. That's why they have the guarantee that they do with cars you purchase. They have some good sedan, slightly over 10, a $6,700 2011 Chevy Impala. If you didn't know car model years, if you didn't know the year, you would never know it was 9 years old. It looks like brand new. This car has been well taken care of. The mechanics have said the engine is ready to deliver reliable driving miles, and that's what you want. 2013, maybe if you're in the school carpool, 2013 Jeep Compass Sport. 94,000 miles on a car that's 7 years old and looks like it just rolled off the assembly line. That's $85.90, by the way, for that. And they have two options under $5,000, Ford Focus and a Volvo. Tip Tames and his team and Greg in the finance department have over 20 financing options. So if you feel stuck in wheels that you're not too happy with, go see them. They can get you done, and that's how you build your credit. Get a loan on a car, be timely with the payments, and be amazed how fast and how far it will go up. Browse online at jackingram.com in any price range, type of vehicle or brand category, or just stop by and see Tip and those incredible people at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. 821.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have got heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Still seeing a little bit of a slowdown on 65 southbound into Montgomery, as well as 85 southbound from about Perry Hill and Ann Street over to Mulberry. The boulevard still busy. We've got a lot of congestion on 231 out of Wetumpka at Jasmine Hill, Redland Road, and the River Bridge red lights. Please just be patient there and work your way through. We got a lot of extra traffic because the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed. Dozier Road still flooded this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work. Vicky is the best at it. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't forget, this is the weekend where we change the clocks, move 1 hour ahead, a Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Time to change your diaper.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
That one time at band camp?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now's the time to do it. If not, now when?
Yeah, you know, it's about time.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Check out my watch, homie. She know what time it is.
Whoa. I don't have time for your joke.
Time to party.
Now may change me, but I can't trace time.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Trying to lend a touch of class to the show, because we have a guy that lends a big touch of class to the city of Montgomery with the Montgomery Ballet. Danny Messios, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you with us. Why do I always feel compelled to go into a John Houseman impersonation?
Yeah, you've got to change your accent whenever this.
Yeah.
Wow, wonderful. The ballet is in town. This is wonderful.
Yeah, sure. It's supposed to talk with your teeth clenched together. That's how that works.
Jamond and Gregory.
That's right. And we welcome Daniel Michios. Sorry, I had to change it.
Hi, Danny.
Danny, good to have you with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're doing our second annual Mardi Gras party and show.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
You get to come for the show and then stay after for the party, which includes food, drinks, DJing by DJ Chasing from Gravity, which is a local DJ from here. He actually helped mix one of the pieces. So it's original music for one of the pieces that will be performed.
Where will this be?
So this is a new venue for us. We're using the chapel at the Waters at Pike Road.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we're going to create a complete like black box theater feel for the audience, kind of similar to what you would see in New York.
Hmm.
You would come in. We have three pieces. One's a folk tale. It's a Bourneville piece, so that's my touch of history for everybody, classical ballet. Mm-hmm. But then the next two pieces are completely unclassical. They're techno and trance, electronic music. The second one is your sins. So it's all about the seven sins that we all hold and walk around life with. And then the third piece is called The Mask We Wear, which the idea behind it is, you know, that we all wear a mask, but behind closed doors, who's the real person?
Yes.
So those are the three pieces we'll see. And like I said, you get a touch of classical, and you get two completely unclassical pieces performed by the Montgomery Ballet Company. No school kids. There's beer provided by Common Bond Brewery. Mm-hmm. We'll have a little donkey catering as well as Chris's hot dogs. And wine, of course, supplied. And a beautiful venue right at the waters.
That is. That just jumped out, you know, because when you're looking for a place, yeah, the options are kind of limited. But that's a great idea. I love that. Just having it there makes me want to see it, because that's a nice place to visit.
Yeah, well, I mean, last year we did it in our studio theater, and that was a great success. Mm-hmm. But the problem we had was we couldn't host the party inside there as well. It's because our studio is a little smaller than the chapel. So the idea was, could we find something that's beautiful, maybe touch a different audience, but at the same time help protect us from the weathers, which I didn't know this. We have the same rainfall as London.
Yeah, this year.
Well, this year, I'm sure.
This year, we have already exceeded our total for all of last year.
Holy smokes.
And there's another 2 to 3 coming next week, but we have 4 nice days. So you'll have perfect weather for people getting to and from your event that starts what time?
It's a Saturday. Doors will open at 6. Show starts at 7. Party will go on until 10.
All right. And do you want to give, for those who don't know where the waters is, I'm not quite sure how to best describe how to get there.
I usually just GPS to Google. I'm not gonna lie to you. But if you type in the waters in any GPS system, it pops up. It's not too far off the highway, to be honest with you. If you're taking, 85 towards Atlanta?
Yes, right.
Atlanta Highway, you pass the East Chase exits.
Yes.
After that, there's a Pike Road exit.
Yeah.
Turn off that. As soon as you get off that exit, it's one of your first right-hand turns. I forget the name of the road. But as soon as you go down there, it's just a mile or two down the road on the left-hand side.
That's the fastest way. It's a very scenic drive, too.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And what Pike Road's got going on out there is beautiful. They're trying to create, you know, the hometown atmosphere, a little slightly different community. But then you have this waters community, which are their own community within a community.
Yes, it is.
And they're really trying to amp up not only a newer, like, more European lifestyle in terms of, like, you know, no one has fences, so they all know each other. Mm. And then they're trying to bring the activities to the neighborhood, but they open it up to the public. It's not like you got to be a member of the waters to come to the event.
You must be one of us to participate.
We'll let in the riffraff. For this event, we'll let them in.
All right, so let's recap. This is the Montgomery Ballet. Doors open at 6. What's the ballet website address?
MontgomeryBallet.org.
Okay. So I'll make sure I put that up so people can check out. And the performance includes an after party with food, drinks, dancing, and it's a Mardi Gras themed celebration.
Absolutely, yeah. Come with your masks on. Have a good time. Last year we almost sold out. So just a warning to everyone, I do recommend pre-purchasing. Though the waters does allow us to have a few extra seats than we could have in our old studio theater. But like I said, I highly recommend pre-buying the tickets and come on out, because it's a one-of-a-kind event.
Yeah.
It gives people not only a chance to have food and drinks and a good time, but also see a show and do more than just sit around, but actually dance and have a good time.
That was a caller saying it's the traffic situation. It's exit 16. It's the WA exit. It's the WA. That's the one you want to take.
Okay. And it is a night, especially there'll still be daylight when you're driving out to this event, and it's just really pretty. It is a nice slice of scene.
It's a one night only event.
One night only.
Okay, that's what I figured.
One night only, but we brought it back because last year people had such a great time. Like Danny, Montgomery Valley has continued this on because it's one of the only events in town where you can go to a show, and you can go to a party. But there's very few times in Montgomery where you can actually go to a show and a party in one sitting.
And Danny Mitzos, I want to thank you for the energy you put into this and bringing this to the River Region. It's great.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Always good to see you. We are at 8:31. I got a Facebook message from somebody who was talking about infusion earlier. The lady that had the psoriasis question, but I got a Facebook message on the infusion immune system boosting IV. The number's 296-1662. You can look over the whole menu of options at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 296-1662. Because a good immune system does help protect you from whatever's going around.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some great weekend weather news, and finally, it's going to dry out for a few days. Lots of sunshine today. Should be a nice day with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Mainly clear, but kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weekend weather, abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of some showers by late Monday afternoon. Better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
832.
Well, the difference a few minutes makes. We are looking good now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling along at the speed limit. We've got moderate traffic on both 65 and 85. The boulevards are still a little bit busy, most notably East Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway, as a lot of that congestion at Redland Road, Jasmine Hills has made it into Montgomery now on Congressman Dickinson and the Eastern Boulevard. Everybody seems to be getting into work. We've got no accidents to report to you at this time. So buckle up and drive carefully and have a wonderful Friday. Reinhardt Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be 21 years or older. Call Reinhardt Toyota and become a part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, kind of recapping, because earlier Jay had looked up the Dow futures, and they were down substantially, but Brant McDonald told us yesterday afternoon the market would benefit by a really good jobs report. Well, it blew away expectations. Just blew them away by almost 100,000 jobs. So it looks like the market's in kind of a wrestling match with itself over whether to go down or up or whatever. It's down 691.
If today is a large down day, I figure it'll do the same thing. Not the same thing, but I figure this coming week will repeat itself. I know nothing about the stock market. Right. So please don't take my word. I just figure Monday will be a really good day. If today's really bad, I don't know. It might. Take my word for it.
That jobs report, though, is
State at a Holiday Inn Express.
And by the way, wages go up. And when wages go up, you can, well, you don't have to be rich to eat at Seafood Bistro, for crying out loud. Their menu is very reasonably priced. Here's Jay with more.
I just pulled out the menu, by the way, for the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, Montgomery, or right down the road here. 279-7500 is their phone number. They open up at 11 a.m. today. I was just looking through. I'm friends with Chef Paul and Chef Jessica, and Jessica had posted a couple of photos from last night. They were making the jambalaya, and it, you know, all the ingredients and everything, and it looked so delicious. They have some fantastic items on the menu at the Seafood Bistro. The NOLA-style barbecue shrimp, the mahi-mahi taco, shrimp, gator taco, Creole jambalaya that I just mentioned, Seafood Monica, gumbo, the red beans and rice, of course. If you get any of their tacos, their fish tacos there, it comes with a rice, this dirty Spanish rice thing. It's not either one of those 100%, but it's fantastic and delicious. Give them a try, the Seafood Bistro. Go online to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can order from the website, put that order in, and go pick it up. You can also use one of the delivery apps, which, by the way, the delivery apps aren't just for delivery. You can do pickup orders through the delivery apps. I know, kind of strange. Use one of those. You can have it delivered right to your door, but check them out, theseafoodbistro.com. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Here's some marginally good news. GoBankingRates.com did a study on the amount of money in each of the 57 states it would take for you to be happy, stress-free. And we're number 8. Mississippi, it costs less to achieve that level of bliss, $90,000 a year there, than it does in Alabama. Here, $93,660 a year will leave you with a happy, stress-free life. But to live a good life, the number's 53,520 to 6690 in that range there. They rated this on levels of satisfaction. And it's based on money, how, you know, the cost of living in each place. Most expensive, I thought it would be California, but it's actually Hawaii. You would have to make $201,000 a year in Hawaii to live nicely and without financial stress. It is 8:37. Here's your local news. And our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up next. And our grand prize drawing for the whole week coming up after that. He said...
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling met for the first time Thursday. This group will study the impact gambling could have on the state of Alabama. The group now has till December 31st to report its findings. Back to Governor Ivey. A Montgomery man wanted for domestic violence is now behind bars. We're told 22-year-old Alnikio Davis was taken into custody after he allegedly threw scalding liquid on a family member last month. He is expected to be charged with first-degree assault. And this week's rainfall totals have led to flooding across the river region. Dozier Road is closed past the Montgomery Wind Creek Casino up to the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge at the Alabama River. Montgomery's Riverfront Park is also closed until further notice. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. Cover up my legs. From the morning until the day's done. Till the day's done.
Here at the end here.
I got hairy legs. Yeah. That's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I got hairy legs. Yeah, man. Woo! Watch the hair come back.
only 60 sites, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Watcher, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy they really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I going to do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop.
That's fine, thank you.
So I like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women whores, gays, lesbians. You could release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage.
It's got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs that turn.
We got other issues we're trying to get
Here's
to.
Here's the last point I want to make. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs!
Yeah. We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
You don't know. Stop.
No, let's talk about
we math.
Let's talk about
let's
math
talk
indeed.
About math.
Okay,
if
so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best fan.
Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Look, I think it's important that on day one... day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs!
I don't care.
Yeah. You heard what I said. I was a pretty darn good life, Colonel. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Been down in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with Corn Pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop. Yeah. Corn Pop, he sank every shot.
Time is a thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
Everybody vote if you can for your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against Corn Pop.
I got hairy legs.
Alright, I just got a request. I'm gonna try and get what did the clock say on one more time before we're done. I'm kidding.
Who was that request from?
Oh, a random listener.
B-S-B-S-B-S.
All right, let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadeh.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right, sometimes we let things expire. Like your tag and your day or two or whatever late. This guy in Louisiana, though, got pulled over the other day for driving with expired plates. Cop near New Orleans. Try and say that fast five times. Near New Orleans. Pulled him over. And he had expired plates. And he tried to claim that it slipped my mind. Because I've been so busy lately. In some instances, maybe a cop will buy that, but in this guy's case, the cop didn't because his registration expired 23 years ago.
Good Lord.
23 years ago. Cops actually posted a photo of the plate on Facebook. The sticker expired in September of 1997. No word on what charges he's facing. Guess what state we're going to next?
Floridia.
To Vero Beach, where the Dodgers used to train. It's actually a pretty upscale place, but a 39-year-old woman was at a barbecue late last month and joked about burning the food. This prompted a 30-year-old guy at the party to pull a gun on her. They started arguing with the woman, then her boyfriend came in and got involved. The gun came from his pocket, and he says, I'll kill both y'all. I'm starting to get the feeling this might have been a real... There are parts of South Florida. Yeah, we get this redneck reputation here. Mm-hmm. But there are parts of South Florida, believe me, The guy's brother calmed him down, told him to put the gun away, and he did. He is still facing two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And guess what state we're staying in?
Florida.
Duh. Yes, we are. This is another traffic situation. A guy stopped for speeding. And he said, I did this once. Didn't work. I was just going with the flow of traffic. Maybe a cop sometimes will see you can get swept up in the middle of a group of cars going over the speed limit. However, it didn't work because he made the excuse at 1:30 in the morning and nobody else was on the road. If you're going to pull the I'm going with the flow of traffic card when you caught speeding, you should always check to see maybe if there's another car or two on the road that you could have gotten caught in the flow with. So, who do you like the best?
I think I'm going to go with that last one, the speeding.
Going with the flow of traffic?
Just, yeah.
I mean, you only have a short period of time.
They're all winners in my book, but...
to think, but going with the flow of traffic and nobody else is on the road?
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yeah. But this guy in a Spider-Man costume, you may want to keep an eye out for him.
Okay.
He, I'll save it for this afternoon.
Well, let me see it, because I won't hear it. What is the dude in the Spider-Man?
You don't like my show in the afternoon?
I'm... First off, it's a 20-minute commute, so if you don't do it between the 20 minutes that I get to listen to it, then
okay.
That's it.
It's okay.
I've
worked with other people.
Oh, I see what he did.
Yeah, I've worked with other people that hated me, and so don't...
Why would you do that wearing a... Well, because nobody would know who you are, because you're wearing a Spider-Man costume. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. You can do it in the afternoon if you'd like.
A lot of talk about taxes. When you spend your hard-earned money, it's always nice to spend less, and Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings help you accomplish that on two levels. One, with discounted prices on all types of flooring throughout their 60,000-square-foot showroom. It's enormous. If furniture could fly, it would be the biggest airplane hangar in the world. It's huge. So wear comfortable shoes. So you're going to pay less for the furniture selection you make, and then when they ring up your check, you pay 8.25% sales tax, so you save on that as well. And that adds up to significant money. By the way, at Kaiser, you can open up a Synchrony bank account for qualified customers and pay zero, so you can maybe do a little more than you might have planned when you first came in because you won't feel the guilt of paying interest on credit. We purchased a recliner there. Stella's our point person. It's always nice to know there's a name you can ask for when you walk into any business, and at Kaiser, Stella, she's got a staff. It's kind of like Jeff Mallinson at Georgia Floors, you know, the merry band of floriers. Stella's got a great staff. They know the inventory. And if you want a focused visit on a specific type of furnishing, they can make that happen for you and the budget you're working with. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
850.
Well, the difference a few minutes makes. We are looking good now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling along at the speed limit. We've got moderate traffic on both 65 and 85. The boulevards are still a little bit busy, most notably East Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway, as a lot of that congestion at Redland Road, Jasmine Hills has made it into Montgomery now on Congressman Dickinson and the Eastern Boulevard. Everybody seems to be getting into work. We've got no accidents to report to you at this time. So buckle up and drive carefully and have a wonderful Friday. Reinhardt Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be 21 years or older. Call Reinhardt Toyota and become a part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Che.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment.
This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Muskegon, Michigan, even in Chicago, the lake freezes. A good chunk of it does. And how deep and thick the ice depends on how long the cold weather lasts in the wintertime. A tugboat crew in Muskegon, Michigan, was on its way after a full day breaking up ice on Lake Michigan, and they spotted a dog, and he was drifting on an ice floe. Apparently, it had wandered near the shore when the chunk of ice it was on broke off and floated away. The ice was very thin. The crew just missed hitting the ice by a few feet. Then they threw their boat in reverse, backed up, and were able to pick up the dog. The dog had a collar and a chip. They were able to find the owners very easily. The owners were shocked because Max, the dog, doesn't like to go near the water when they're at the beach and stuff. So they never imagined that he would have wandered down by the water. Especially that cold. But he's back and everybody's happy. Now, wasn't that a nice good news story?
No.
Okay. All right, Jay. We like to reward people who listen to us.
Yes, and call in.
And call in and participate in our silly games and contests.
It isn't enough that you... it's enough that you do listen, but if you want to get in on these prizes, all you have to do is call us.
Yeah.
That's it.
You have to do anything, perform, say...
And you only have to do it... I mean, we love you to call in multiple times, but you really only have to do it one time during the week, and that'll get your name into the hat.
All right, so what is our first drawing for?
The Seafood Bistro, yeah.
Okay, all right. Isn't it nice you don't have to have... Rich asking how many numbers?
What is it?
Number 40.
It's number 40, and that is a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card in the name.
Holly J.
Holly J.
It's a double winner this week, actually.
That's right.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember what I think she won Food Outlet earlier this week.
This is great.
But now has Seafood Bistro as well.
Awesome. All right, next.
A $25 gift certificate to a local area restaurant, courtesy of
Eddie Bader. It's better with Bader. Winning number.
I'm going to grab a couple here in case I get something that's wrong. Number five.
Number five.
Number five is, as I scroll up to find out who it is, because I got to go all the way back. That is Tim B.
Tim B. Timby, congratulations. $25, that is awesome food you're going to be enjoying.
Yeah. At a fine local area establishment.
Now, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, just in time for your spring break travels, a complete service on your vehicle, and number is?
Too high. Let me draw again.
Suspense is building.
10.
10.
It is Rick E.
Rick E.
Might be another double winner there. Rick Evans from the Planetarium.
Hey, way to go, Rick. And you can redeem that at any of the three Don Duncan locations, downtown at 408 Madison, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Our grand prize, a $159 value Clark's Club membership. Two annual tune-ups to your system, the guarantee of priority service. Is
44.
44.
That number belongs to Jason A.
Jason A, or Jasona, as his close personal friends call him. You are the newest member of the Clark's Club. Jay, we made it, man.
Yeah, now I got to get through 2 days of you and Rich, and then 3 days of just Rich. Next week.
Oh.
You're going out of town next week, right? Or is it the week after?
No, it's next week.
Yeah.
Goose. Her birthday is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or actually, it's Thursday. I'm leaving Wednesday. Yeah. Can't believe it.
So, we got that going on. I don't know what me and Rich will do while you're out.
We had
Other than a show.
Larry King has been kind of co-hosting with us on Tuesday afternoons. I did not know Larry was...
Larry King?
Larry Stevens.
Oh,
did I say
okay.
Larry King?
He's the king.
I did?
He is the king, but you know.
This is what I get. I deserve this because...
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by...
The thing.
And the king.
And the king.
Larry King.
You know, Larry, the king.
My error.
That was funny.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, you know, the king could be assigned to him. It's Larry Stevens, for God's sakes. Local legend.
I could not feel more humiliated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If I tried. No.
Oh, I've seen much worse, Greg.
Oh, thank God. Joey to the rescue. I did not know that Larry Stevens had LASIK at Montgomery Eye with Dr. Swan. Told us about it this past Tuesday. And he said it's just the most amazing thing because within 24 hours you've got crystal clear vision again, the kind you took for granted when you were in the prime of your youth. If you would like to find out if you are eligible for LASIK, meaning that your vision issue can be corrected by it, it's a free visit to Montgomery Eye and only a few minutes of your time to see the refractive surgery counselor. Make the appointment at 271